His name. Me and my wife, as I said yesterday, our term was to Proverbs chapter 29. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 to start off with. I've got an all-winter message to preach. Now, I tell you what, I really got stirred up yesterday. We stopped by over at Leesburg at that barbecue place and going to get some barbecue ribs for Christmas dinner. And I had a television on the wall, just about the size of that board back yonder, with a football stadium on it. And I don't know how many thousand one of them things will hold, but it was packed to the gills. And a lot of times on the first and fifth Sunday night when we don't have services, a lot of times me and her will go to different places just visiting. And we went over at J.D. Van Pelt's a good while back, one first or fifth Sunday night. And after service is over with, we was coming back home, and from Cedar Bluff, all the way to my house, they was not the first church having services. Now, when I seen that on that television there, that ball stadium full, I could have hopped up on the table and I could have told what people were there, where people were headed, what the problem. Now, God ain't lost one bit of His power. I was listening to, I got a hold of some CDs of a camp meeting, and we've been listening to them. There's about 8 or 10 of them. And every one of them has made the statement, God is wanting to do something. Our God is wanting to do something. And I listened to a few of them, genuine, and I got scratching my head. Now, wait a minute. God is wanting us to do something. God's willing. God's able, and he said he would the death of nobody. He don't want nobody to die and go to hell. Right. Now, if we die and go to hell, it's going to be our fault. It's not going to be God's fault. A lot of people try to take the God of the New Testament and the God of the Old Testament, and they try to separate them, make them two different gods. Because the God of the Old Testament, a lot of times, He got His wrath kindled, and He showed them what He would do. He destroyed a lot of people because of His wrath of being kindled against people. Then in the New Testament, it tells us these things are written aforetime for our learning, that we should not do as they done. We ought to look back over there what Sodom and Gomorrah done. If America would look back and God at Sodom and Gomorrah and see what God done for them and realize the same God in the New Testament, the one that loved the world so much that He gave His own life, how far that same God, how one day is going to get His wrath, how kindled, and He's going to burn it up, He's going to melt it, He's going to judge it again all over. Amen. We just better wake up and realize it's our fault. It ain't God's fault.
Right.
I don't even know what to do with it. Amen. God bless your heart. We can turn on the radio, or we can turn on the television, or we can pick up a newspaper, listen to talk shows, or get on your cell phone and listen to all the things that's going on, and seemingly that's all we ever talk about is what's going on. But I'd like to talk just a little bit tonight, if the Lord had helped me, on some things that we need to be going on.
That's
enough. You know, every one of them talk shows, they've got the remedy for the problem that this world is in. It's either Obama, or that stupid Hillary, or Donald Trump, or somebody else. If we can just get them in there, that'll take care of every bit of it. You know what got them kind of people in there? It's because the church has backslid on God as a whole, and God has put them there as a judge us. We don't like this kind of preaching. Amen. God bless your heart. I've said a lot of times, and I'll say this tonight, I've said a lot of times when I, on radio, I've got phone calls, cussed out, threatened to be killed, but there's another side to that too. Hey man, I've got a lot of phone calls, people encouraging me, hey man, had sinners to come by and pay for the radio broadcast, hey man, bless your heart, I mean as much as a month at a time, and just plain old sinner, just to hear somebody preach like that. Amen. Churches are sending in money, keeping it going, and say, don't say nothing about it. I keep my mouth shut. They are still. I some folks out there that want to hear the truth. But there's not as many as there used to be. You look at this church. Amen. I can remember. I went on Wednesday night years ago. There'd be more here on Wednesday night than they are on Sunday now. What happened? Now listen to what the Bible said here in Proverbs. I'm going to get started on this. Lord help me. It'll probably take me all winter to get this. There is an answer. If we ain't gone too far, there is an answer for the problem that we've got. God, amen, God's a-doing, God's a-working right now. People are saying, boy, I sure would like to see the Lord work. I see Him a-working. You look up here in the White House. You look in the State House. You look anywhere you want to look. You see Him, amen, a-judging and working. Amen, look like He's working overtime. Radio announcer down yonder. This governor we got now, when they first got him in there, how the radio announcer told me when there, said, boy, I sure am glad we've got him. Amen, in there for a governor. I said, he's a Sunday school teacher. And she said, I'm glad we've got somebody in there now that knows something about God. I said, hang on a week or two. I said, then we'll find out what he is. About 2 weeks later, down at Anniston, how they had a vote on selling alcohol on Sunday. I told him, I said, now when that bill goes across his table and he signs that book, I said, he's automatically ain't got to have the will of God because a man of God would not sign for 1 ounce of alcohol out of his soul any day of the week. He signed the bill. I walked in there next Sunday, kindly proud and boastful. Walked up to the old announcer, Dunn. I said, now I want to ask you a question. What kind of a governor we got now? His head just about went down between his knees. Friend, that's what our problem is today. How we're compromising on every hand. And Proverbs chapter 29, I better read this, or I never will get it read. Proverbs 29 and verse number 1 and 2. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck And he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Amen. What's it saying, preacher? How this world today is stiffening its neck and hardening its heart towards this blessed old book of God. And God said they would be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy. I'm going to tell you something. You better fall in love with this book. Thank God, last Friday night, I turned the radio on. I've been here till daylight. Last Friday night, I turned the radio on. Ain't got an old preacher preaching on hell. Thank God, I know it had to be way back there because they don't do that now. Thank God, but he said something that started off. Thank God, that stuck in my soul and stuck deep. He said, if your Bible I don't read like my Bible, then you ain't got a Bible. Hallelujah. Ought to be more of that going on. And God, he said, you know what's happening? How we're changing these books. Thank God, and hardening our heart, stiffening our neck against God. And God's going to suddenly destroy us. And that without remedy. It won't take me just about all winter to get through this. I mean, there's Bible on this. Amen. Back through yonder where God with it. Amen. Where he got his gut full of everything. He said be destroyed that without remedy. Now you listen, what happened if the church, amen, if the church, I'm not talking about Mount Moriah, but I'm talking about Mount Moriah because I'm here. But I'm talking about the church as a whole, over the whole United States. Amen. Would get their minds. Amen. Quit being lovers of pleasure. I'm more than lovers of God. Amen. Get this little book and eat it. And God, it'll be sweet in your mouth. But bitter in your stomach. If we get that. And God, the Bible teaches us. And God, there'd be a remedy for what we've got going on. God wanting us to do something. Lord help us. I've got a task. About 2 weeks ago, wife had never pulled it down yet. Some of y'all may have read it. I don't know. It's in the Gadsden paper. Down here at Sylacauga, Alabama. It made the statement of the head, and it was something like this. The church is a losing out in the South. This is the Bible Belt. Here in the Southeast is the Bible. And they said, headline, the church is, that's a long article. The church is losing out here in the South. Said there in Sylacauga, Alabama. Amen. There was church on one side of the road and a cafe on the other. Hallelujah. And said they had to vote down there and voted to sell alcohol on Sunday. Amen. And that cafe right straight across the road from the church opened up on Sunday, selling beer. Amen. Said they had two services. In the church Sunday morning, the people of God and me, Sunday evening, the beer drinking crowd, I would come into church. God help us, Mike. I wonder why our shared nation is in the shape it's in. I wonder why our slow sinners, I won't get saved. I wonder why we can't heal our sick. I wonder why
how we can't cast out devils. I wonder why, amen, people are laying out. It's because we stiffened our neck and hardened our heart against God's law, and He's a judging us. You might all want to head priest.
It'll take me all winter on this one, because I mean there's some Bible in there where God got angry and God done some things when His people got out. Amen. You might say, well, that's the old Bible. Amen. It's the same God in the old Bible as it is in the new. The same God that said thou shalt not steal in the old Bible means the same thing in the new Bible. Hallelujah. God ain't changed. What's changed is the church as a whole has changed and forgot all about God. If it's convenient, we'll go to church. Now, I understand sickness. I mean, I'm not a complete idiot. I understand sickness. Sometimes I can't make it. I understand work. I remember I used to have to work a lot of times, didn't get to come. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about them at some point here at home. I see it going home. Hey, amen. Look through the window. Well, something about that big all lit up. Hey, amen. Kids out in the yard are playing during the day. Hey, amen, and they wonder why when they grow up ain't nothing but dope heads and prostitutes, a bunch of illegal, thank God, illegitimate children. Wonder where the problem is. It's because we have hardened our hearts and stiffened our neck against God, and we're going to be suddenly destroyed and that without remedy. I would almost like to be at camp meeting long about now. Amen. I bless your heart. He said right here in the verse number 2, now if the church would get where it ought to be. Amen. And go back over to 2 Chronicles. I'll get that before I go. I go over to 2 Chronicles to a man by the name of Jehoshaphat. Amen. When his father Asa died, amen, he set himself against Ahab. In other words, he said, I'm not going to have a thing in the world to do with that man. I just will not mess with him. I'm going to be separate from him. How did you not say that? When you got born again, amen, no more of this and no more of that. But you know what? 17 years. Thank God it took a while. But 17 years later, Ahab then I had a big barbecue and invited him. Jehoshaphat down there. Jehoshaphat went down there and made a league. You know that's what the church has done today. Thank God said they got born again. Saved by the grace of God. God said, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Thank God. And said, I will receive ye unto myself, and you shall be sons and daughters unto me. See, therefore, dearly beloved, that we have these promises. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness, all the flesh, and all the spirit, all perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, every one of you that ever got saved, you made that promise to God. Whatever you want, Lord. I know you did. If you hadn't, you wouldn't have got in there. You give it all to Him. But 17 years later, there's lots more in that Second Chronicles. I'm just getting this part of it. Amen. I'll get back maybe sometime, get Asa before him. Amen. I bless your heart, but God,
I sent a man of God down there to old Jehoshaphat, and he said, why did you yoke up? Hey, God, why did you take up with them? How that God hated. Amen. Therefore, God was angry with him. Now, I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart, from the top of my head, to the sole of my feet, and as churches we've got today, God's angry with them. God's mad at them. And God's going to judge them on down the road.
Amen.
He may let them grow while they're here. But one day, he's going to declare that time shall be no... I don't want in that bunch, do you? Me and Oscar was talking last night, and we got talking about things, different things, and me and him got to confessing to one another. Thank God, I wonder sometimes if I'm living as close as I ought to be. Oscar said, sometimes I wonder if I'm living as close as I ought to be. Might as well just to be honest about it. I'll be honest with yourself. Ask your own self the question. Are you where God wants you to be? Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you walking where God wants you to walk? He said, here, I'm getting back to Jehoshaphat in a minute, but when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Now, Jim Sue, that's what we were talking about years and years ago whenever I was a little kid, when the old church out here in Black Oak and Walker's Chapel and Brush Harbors, and you know, watch your moms and dad, when they had them meetings, people come together and they'd shout and they'd rejoice and they'd preach and they'd all do all that kind of stuff. Why? Amen. They hadn't turned their back on God. They loved one another. And one of them kicked the other in the ditch. He'd stop. What is it doing to him out. But we're living in a day to day. If you run in the ditch, somebody will go by. Amen. And take their fist at you and cuss you because. Amen. You're in the way. I bless your heart. We've changed. And God. Amen. Is going to judge us. Just as sure as I'm standing here tonight. After I get in about 2 hours, flag me down. I bless so hard. I see right now, he said, when the righteous, amen, when the righteous are in authority, how the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, how the people mourn. Amen. God, I got to talking to a fellow over there. I don't remember who it was, but I'm old enough back I can remember several presidents. Amen. And the last one that I ever remember, and when he went to make a statement that would open the Word of God to read out of it, I then prayed and quote from the Scripture in his, and God, when he's making his speech, I was Dwight D. Eisenhower. Amen. I then come along, that long-haired Catholic, woman chaser, I bless your heart. Ever since in America and the church as a whole has been going downhill. I remember well when I was a small kid, would come in out of the field and say they'd turn the radio on, catch the new Dwight D. Eisenhower be making what you call these State of the Union messages, talks. And I remember well, Jimmy Soon, you do too, when he would read out the Word of God. He'd quote the Bible.
And if I'm not mistaken, I've got it somewhere, wrote it to half, where he made the statement that it was impossible to rule the United States without the Bible. I bless your heart. Thank God to God we're trying to rule the nation without it. Thank God now we've got down the word. How we won't rule our home by the word of God. How we won't rule the church by the word of God. Thank God, and God said, how when the righteous rule, how the people rejoice. Amen. I'd like to see some rejoicing, wouldn't you? Amen. The right kind of rejoicing. I'm not talking about over a pigskin. I'm talking about rejoicing over the precious blood of God has washed away of my sins. Let's go back now, and I'll hush as I get this. Finish the rest of it, up the rest of this wonder. Lord help us. Somehow the Lord, or either of the other, the Lord pep me up today. I was almost sure that I wasn't going to be able to make it. I didn't even feel like walking in and out of the house. Amen. But long about middle evening, I began to feel better. And I give God the glory for it. Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Thank God I'm going to read maybe the biggest part of this chapter. I want you to look at it. Amen. This is where God had brought Jacob and them out. Amen. He'd done buried, killed Moses and buried him and turned it over to Joshua. And Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 1. He said, "Give ears, O heaven, and I will speak and hear, O earth, how the words of my mouth." You know that's what we need today. Thank God is give ear. And don't worry about Rush Limbaugh. Amen. Or them other cursing people. How worry about this blessed book. Lean your ear out to the Word of God. And let it soak in. Just like a sponge soaking in water. It's not a hearer of the law that justified, but it's a doer. When we get it soaked in us, we need to start doing it. The Lord's wanting to move, Feller said. The Lord's wanting to move. The Lord's wanting us to move. You know, ain't no telling what in the world the Lord could do. I mean, your mind can't comprehend it. If the church as a whole... Mike would throw everything out of the church. Everything on the grounds. These big family death centers they got built up. They call them life centers, but I call them death centers. Tear all them things down. Find them a good place somewhere. And get in sackcloth and ashes, and do some old time repenting, and turning from our ways, and beg God, thank God, say even in wrath, remember mercy. I believe God would smile. I believe God would help us. I believe God, well, bless His name. I believe God would help our young people. Let me get back to Josh. It slipped my mind, but how the Lord sent him word and asked him, why did you join up with them that God hate? And Jehoshaphat didn't say, hey, we need to elect a Democrat. Or we need to elect a Republican. Or we need to get an independent. Jehoshaphat, the Bible said, got their wives and their children. You know what they done? They headed right straight to the house of God. Amen. You know that's what we need today. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't think of his name right now. Brother Percy Ray. From over here in Mississippi. He's been dead for several years. But he made a statement one time. Hey, God, I'm telling you what kind of church you got. He said, I'll tell you preachers how to find out out what kind of church he got. He said, you called you a midnight Monday night a prayer meeting and see how many will come out. He said, that'll tell you what kind of crowd you got. Hey, man, we better give out of where we call on God again with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I've got it at the house, and I showed it to Mike. I don't know if Mike's going to get one or not, but some things that's been taught in our schools today, I'd say little kids like this didn't need to read it. Things that's been taught in our public schools today. And who's asking God for help? Jehoshaphat, the Bible said, got his wife, got their children, headed to the house of God, got down on the altar and said, Lord, amen, we have no power, we have no might, how we can't do a thing in the world. How with that crowd that's coming against us. Mike, I'll tell you right now. How me and you both can pray. How you ain't got no power. I ain't got no power. How done you ain't got no power. How this mess that's going on in our country today. How but he told God. Hey, God, you can take care of it. And God did take care of it.
Amen.
You know what? They didn't have to fight the first, pick up the first sword. They didn't have to fight. I believe you'll find that 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 21, somewhere along in there. God said, the battle's mine. You just start saying. They started singing, and all them folks, they were three countries coming again, Mike. Hey, man, God bless your heart. Thank God, and they got mad at each other and turned and started fighting one another. And Jehoshaphat and them were singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. And the enemy out there killing one another. When they got through, there wasn't none of them left. And Jehoshaphat and his family had the victory. Church, we can get the victory if we'll go back to God and weep and mourn and ask for his help. And you tell everybody, I'm going to have this put on a computer. I want it in the mail tomorrow. Hey, man, I want the whole world to hear it. God bless your heart. Hey, man, they some up there in Kentucky every once in a while had phoned me working a coal mine. They said they'd get some messages off that thing and put it on their phone, go down in the coal mine on third shift and work and listen to while I preach. Hey, man, God bless your heart. It's sin. Helping a few folk along. God bless your heart, but us as a whole, we need the help of God.
Amen.
Now, if we'll go and get it, it's just like Jehoshaphat did. Boy, it's all winter on this message. Let me go back over here in Deuteronomy again here now. Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, as the shower upon the grass. Let me stop up there just for a minute. I believe I made the statement a while ago where that man said, if your Bible don't read like my Bible, you ain't got no Bible. Hey, God, if you ain't listened to it this week and you ain't had a chance to listen to it, if you possibly can, you listen to the thoughts for today, tomorrow on WZOB. Hey, God, his Bible Bible don't read like my Bible, so therefore he ain't got no Bible. Amen. I've been praying. I'm studying pretty hard. I about call and see if I can't get 15 minutes every day for about a week and just preach down there just like I do here. It's time that somebody of all this country ain't better turn back to God. How many of us here last Sunday morning listened to Donnie Dover? I've known that boy for 40 years. And I would say it if he was standing right here. That's the first time I ever heard him preach. Now you talking about preaching. You know, Jimmy always come on with a phone book calling everybody's name in the phone book. You know that. Then they'll sing about three or four songs. He come on Sunday morning. His mouth flew open. 25 minutes after, he was still shelling the corn down just plumb to the cob. Almost got me to running around in the house. Somebody need to tell our people we better I start seeking God again. Not just right here. There ain't anything world coming to this altar. But there ain't anything world you have money home either. You can pray driving down the road wherever you want to be. Amen. He said, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Now you look here what he said about Israel. Thank God. He said, they have corrupted themselves. Now, God's bringing a charge against them. He said, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Now, most of y'all here was here whenever I got saved. And how much shouting, singing, rejoicing was going on back then. But we perverted our ways. A song that I was listening to the other night, I can't think the name of it right off the top of my head, saved my life. But I can just see Granny Brewster stand up right back there singing that song. I've done laid down in bed and had the CD on beside. I have to play something to keep this racket down until I can go to sleep. But a song that she sung, and man, I just almost want to get out of the bed. I just see her. Give me close my eyes and just see her singing that song. Why is it we don't have nothing like that anymore? Amen. I know there's some in here that can sing. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. I was at a service one night over in, me and my wife was in Lively, Georgia many years ago. Amen. And a singing over there. Amen. And this old woman, she, they had the heifer, one on one side and one on the other heifer to get up on the stage. I thought, my God, what they want to put her up after? She couldn't carry a tune she had in a bucket with a lead welded on it. Amen. They started playing the music. Thank God the Holy Ghost fell. Her voice cleared up like better, cleaner than Dolly Parton's. Amen. She sang. Just shouted and danced all over that stage. Thank God when the Holy Ghost began to die, they had to get her and help her back down. Hallelujah. It ain't necessary.
necessary. How the good tune you carry. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Y'all ready to go to the house? If y'all go on, I'll just finish it up one more. Amen. Thank God up there. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of my his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus require the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is he thy father that had brought thee? Bought thee, hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they shall tell thee. When the Most High divided the nations, of their inheritors, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. We need somebody to, and God might to remind us what God has done. I don't know, before my time, and God, my understanding maybe was the old church years ago maybe used to be across the road. I don't know. I believe there was one over there. Amen. And there was this one over here. And God, I wasn't around when that was. I don't know what they done. But God bless your heart, I've been here in this one when the preacher would stand and remind us how good God has been to us. Lord help us. But I'm warning you too, he's going to get rough with us. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Now look, Messias, he found them in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Now God would like to do the church that way today, Jeannie. God would like to get the church to follow him and lead them around and keep them as the apple of his eye. But you know as well as I do, I still can't get it off of my mind. That screen on the wall was probably 100,000. I don't know what one of them stadiums will hold, but I'd just say the whole 100,000 in there anyhow. And I was standing there looking at it. And in my mind, while I was looking at that, I was coming by them churches, coming back from J.D. Van Pelt, are we under? Me and my wife been over two or three times to see if they would run me off. I had a preacher revived. They ain't done it yet, but amen. But them churches, we come through Cedar Bluff, we come different ways through Center, and come through the ridges. I mean, we come several. And I've never seen the first one of Mike open on the way home. And they don't hold that long over there. But there, that football stadium, it was plumb full, and the house of God sat there with the door shut. I think Mary Oscar talks, he's going to call it off next two Wednesday nights on kind of a holiday, so maybe y'all get a couple nights rest. Amen, bless your heart. Thank God, but he said here, he made him to ride on high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field. He made him to suck honey out of the rock. Suck honey out of the rock. And oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine and milk of sheep. And fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan. And goats with the fat of the kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. Now you see how good God was to them.
But the next verse tells you exactly what got them into it. But Jeshurun, our Jacob, waxed fat, kicked, thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him. We shouted down through the years, sung down through the years, rejoiced down through the years. Then we God's give us good things. Ain't nobody in here I know of is in really in need. You may be in want, but I'm in need. I don't know of a one here's in need. But you know what? The most important thing, Sister Jimmy Sue, we have forgot, and that is God. Most every one of y'all has heard it. If you ain't, you tell me and make your copy of that old woman living under a rock. And my brother Hickambottom went down to visit her. Now that's what I call true riches. It ain't a fine mansion. He said you couldn't pray under that rock. Just too much God to pray under there. Michael's mother had that wreck a few months ago. And I didn't feel like going, but I know I ought to go see her. She was in the hospital in Huntsville. They said she'd never live through the night on Friday night after the wreck. And I feel a week or so, I went over there, walked in there, and first thing she started doing was glorifying God. That brace around that neck, and I mean, she's in pitiful shape, and she come just to thanking God. Just to glorifying God, and that room feel full. Amen. There was almost a cloud in that room. Ain't got hard for me to stand still in there. After we talked for an hour or two, I said, well, I guess we better go. I said, but there's one thing I do want to do. I want to have prayer with you before we leave. Thank God I got down in the floor beside that bed, begin to pray. I'm a wife. I don't know if she got down or not. I don't know. Mandel's over there. I think she got down. Hey, God, Michael's mother began to pray. Hey, man, you could just feel the Holy Ghost. I feel that building. I bless your heart. God will still do it if we'll just praise Him and live for Him and walk for Him. And when we wax fat, don't kick and forsake God. I'm going to hush in a minute. Jeshurun waxed fat, kicked, thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness, then he forsook God which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Lightly. Are we not living in an age today that's lightly esteeming the Lord Jesus? I guess I'd get in jail. I'm not too crazy about this time of year anyhow. But I guess I'd get in jail if they were to tell me to maybe be in Walmart and tell me I couldn't mention the name of Jesus. I just mind you try them and see if they'd put me in jail. I might just haul off and ride back, holler it real loud, Jesus! Thank God, show the world you ain't ashamed of Him. Amen. They provoked Him to jealousy with strange gods, with abomination provoked they Him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not of the rock that begot thee, that art unmindful and has forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, He abhorred them because of the provoking of His sons and His daughter. And I'll close with this verse right here, but I want you to see close what He said in verse number 20. Thank God he said, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Now God said he would hide his face. I ain't got a hold of it. I can't think of his name right now, but he's a missionary. But he preached a message down yonder, Charlie Penny, down in both the Piedmont, on when God packs up and leaves. They said he come in and brought a suitcase and laid it down beside the pulpit and began to talk about when God takes his grace and puts it in there, takes his mercy and puts it in the suitcase, takes his love and puts it in the suitcase, takes his compassion, every good thing that God's got in that book, he gets the last one in there, he closes that suitcase up, and just walks off. You know, sometimes I think God has just about done America that way. As a whole, I'm afraid he just about walked off and left. May God bless you. Stop.